Michigan schools are wrapping up a year like they've never seen before, as COVID-19 changed traditional K-12 education with video calls and remote learning. Some school experiences lost things that make them what they are. That's the sound of the Monroe High School Trojan Marching Band playing the school fight song. And joining me now is the outgoing drum major for the band. Emily Taylor was a senior and just graduated. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
And we're also joined by Joey Swinkey. He's a music teacher in the Monroe schools and directs the marching band and other bands for the high school. Joey, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having us.
Joey, this spring we've heard a lot about the challenges of remote learning. What happened to music education and band instruction in Monroe after the shutdown started?
Well, we certainly had to get creative because we were in the middle of a heavy performance season. And obviously that involves a lot of face-to-face contact, a lot of bus rides, and a lot of events. So switching over to online one-on-one instruction was just a huge stop in the middle of all of our busyness.
Emily, when I think of a big high school band, I think about collaboration and teamwork, and school bands are certainly known for having close-knit cultures. For you, what were the hardest parts of band life to miss out on in your senior year?
Well, we had a spring break trip planned. We were going to go to New York, and I was definitely bummed out that I didn't get to share that experience with all of my friends, as well as banquets and other trips that we had planned to take. I think of being in band more like being in a big family rather than a class. And to be a leader this year, it definitely helped me be more confident. And it made me feel good to know that a lot of people looked up to me and followed in my steps. If I would have looked myself in the eyes in freshman year and said, I'm going to be the drum major, I would have thought I was crazy because I would never be so confident to do that. So it's definitely changed me a lot.
Joey, you were in the marching band at Michigan State where you attended college. And I just wanted to ask you a little bit about the culture that you see among the kids and what you are aware of the most during this tricky time for them and what you really see them losing and maybe gaining.
My experience at Michigan State was overwhelmingly positive. Our marching band culture is very, very strong there. And I like to not only bring that, but there's a lot of it already at Monroe. It's like Emily said, it's sort of the family orientation. It's the looking out for each other. It's the place to call home. And those are the things that we can't really offer in distance learning.
Joey, earlier we heard the Monroe Marching Band playing the school fight song, but that version that we heard was recorded during the pandemic while the schools were closed. Can you tell us about how that came together?
Sure. Yeah. The virtual ensemble is a distance learning concept, but it's very, very difficult to pull off. And we kind of learned that as we went. What we did is created like a click track, which is just a metronome that beats a steady beat. And we had kids record the parts and then send them in. And then my friend and I compressed all the audio tracks and put them into one project and then had to sync that up with the video and put that out to the public so that we had kind of something to celebrate from afar.
Joey, the Monroe Band has almost 120 members. How many of them participated in the virtual song project?
Slightly over 30 participated, so it was quite a number of files to put together.
Emily, that's a relatively small percentage of the total band that participated. Do you have the sense that some of your friends felt disconnected and maybe felt less motivated because of the situation everyone's in?
Yeah, I definitely think that. I think a lot of people are feeling down in these times and they find it hard to find motivation to do anything. And I know for me, just that knowing after this quarantine, I won't be able to go back to band because I've graduated. So I think it takes an effect on a lot of people.
Joey, what are you and your colleagues doing to plan for bands and music classes in September and beyond?
We are approaching it just as creatively as we possibly can. And we have in-person models with social distance in the works. We have hybrid online and also in-person lesson plans in the works. And we're also sort of making a contingency plan for what it would look like if we had to go all online in the event of another large outbreak. So we're just trying to keep music alive in our students' lives because we think they need it now more than ever.
So, Emily, you graduated and you're going to attend Adrian College. I know you're hoping to be part of the band there as well. It must be really hard to be looking ahead to this exciting new chapter of your life when there are so many question marks about what's going to be happening in the coming months. What have you been thinking about when you think about college in the fall?
Well, for me, I really haven't felt like it's real yet because I feel like I haven't gotten the closure that I needed from high school. It's exciting to know that this isn't the end of my musical journey, but it's also very tough to leave the Trojan Marching Band.
Well, Emily, we're certainly not trying to rush you out the door. You just finished your time as the drum major for Monroe, and that means you were conducting the band, but you also play multiple instruments. Would you mind playing us a little something on your trumpet as we wrap up?
Yeah, of course. I'm going to be playing a short piece from The Great American Frontier.
That's Emily Taylor on the trumpet. She's a graduating senior at Monroe High School. Emily, congratulations and best of luck.
Thank you so much for having us.
And Joey Swinkey is the band director at Monroe High School. Joey, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for having us and for listening to the story.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.